Listen and match. The murder of Martha Tabram on August the 7th was so unusual that the newspapers called it unique and mysterious. After August the 31st, the day Polly Nichols was murdered, the sensational newspaper reports increased the public's fear, and frightened crowds stood in Buck's Row discussing the murder. Rumours of a mysterious man with a leather apron who terrorised women frightened people even more. The Hanbury Street murder on September the 8th caused panic in the streets, and several people were attacked. Details of Annie Chapman's injuries were not released until September the 19th. By then, the police had received a letter dated September the 17th, which was almost certainly from Jack the Ripper. A second letter of 27th of September was published on October the 1st. It was signed Jack the Ripper. Now the world had a name for the Whitechapel killer. After the double murder on September the 30th, the panic reached its highest point. Women lived in terror. One woman hanged herself on October the 10th. Hundreds of extra policemen patrolled the streets. They searched houses and interviewed residents from October the 13th to the 18th. But the murderer still eluded them.